produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee, of the USA.
Oh, yeah. Iba, shikete ba, roshepete siti. Can I pray in the Holy Ghost for about 15 seconds? Ike shemanda da bo, roshete be shete ti 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 ti. Nikanda baso, remo shipati. Nikanda brosete panda leba, roshemani. Neshamantu remande ba shukipa. Rema shipande bo rema shipa. Rema shipande bo reshete de bo shuteni liba. Neshama neshibo uremati. Nakando bro semati. Tande da bo she nabati. Neba soma roshemati. Nabo shete lebando reseti. Romo shiti dande bo shande. Nahande ba shutupo shemeniki tambadu barosanda. Neshan de ba romo shan de ba so ramati banda. Neshan de liba robo sheti banda de de boku raba de bia. Neshama, 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 yashomo. Rema si kandi. Jesus, Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Somebody declare Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Nekanda baso kuraba baba moshande. Hallelujah. What's the interpretation of what I just prayed? Because the Bible says, Paul told us, amen, that we shouldn't pray in tongues publicly, amen, without an interpretation, because you're not edified. In other words, I just wasted 15 seconds of your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says, he said, pray that you interpret. The interpretation is, the Lord said, I'm going to do it. Watch this, and he says, and that right early. Oh. The Lord said, tell him I'm going to be early this time. He's never late. Hallelujah. And you know, we say some things incorrect because we say he's always right on time. Well, I just heard the Lord say, I'm going to be early this time. Hallelujah. I'm going to be early. Oh, that's a testimony to have. God came early. He did it before I needed it. He did it before. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Ahead of time. See, if it's already done in eternity. See, because we're thinking that, you know, it's still got to be done. That's why it can't happen until a certain time, because it's got to be done. It's already done in eternity. God begins with the end in mind. He begins from, in other words, he finishes before he begins. He finishes before you start seeing it. Let me say it that way. That's why in Hebrew they read from the back to the front. Are you hearing me? He finishes, amen, before you start to see it. It's already done. And he finished it before he began. The Bible says that Christ went to the cross not 2,000 years ago, but before the foundations of the world. So before Adam sinned, Christ had gone to the cross. That's what the Bible says. You just didn't see it until 2,000 years ago. So if it's already done in eternity, how come God can't manifest it in the earth early? Oh, there ain't nobody hearing me here. Ain't nobody hearing me here. He said, that's the scripture I quoted to you. He said, and that right early. I quoted scripture. That wasn't me. I quoted scripture. And he says, and that right early. Amen? God's going to be early. Mariah, early. You watch early, early. He said, early. I'll be early. God's going to do early. Amen? God's going to be early. How many would like to see God early for the next 3 months consistently? Watch him do early. Eba, sheheteba. Watch him do early. Hallelujah. Early. Early. You know what late feels like. Some of y'all do it all the time. Amen. Show up for work late all the time. You know about late. Now he messing. Amen. We recognize him as an on-time God. But God says, I will do early. Now, I want you to tell me what early look like 3 months from now. I want you to take time and tell me what early looks like. Let me tell you about a God who is early. Yeah. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. I have a testimony here. Sister Latoya writes, on October the 11th, 2021, I had a stroke due to a medical procedure. I almost immediately, where's Sister Latoya? Where's she at? She out back in there. There she goes. She says, I almost immediately lost sensation and strength on my left side. I also had issues with my vision. After this, I had 2 deaths in my family within a week after each other. And these were close people. You know, you can have deaths in your family. It could be somebody related to you, but if you're not close to them, you know what I mean? It's not that you don't, empathize and you know what I mean? And possibly impact it or some way or somehow it impacted somebody in your family that you are close to that was close to them. But when somebody close, it's like when a mother passes. Come on, somebody. Are you hearing me? My mama hadn't passed, and my mama is not finna get me to pass. Amen. But, you know, you know what that's like. So it's close people. She says, I tried to hold everything in, but eventually I broke into weakness. Once I realized and let God take over, I can't put it into words. In my weakness, he is strong. I'm happy to testify that my vision is 100%. See, when my brother died, my mama had a stroke immediately following my brother's death. My brother's death was harder on my mom than my dad's death. My dad died at 63. My brother died at 59. It was hard on my mama. And she had a stroke. Yeah, she had a major stroke. But God recovered her. 100%. Are y'all hearing me? She says, I'm happy to testify that my vision is 100% and better than those younger than me. My walking has improved and I can feel my left leg and foot totally. God is still healing and still working. Thank you for all your prayers and gifts. I thank God for this KCC family that I have. Special shout out to Minister Tracy for giving me the best loving fuss out ever. Amen. Amen. She fussed her out. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to know that some folk can fuss you out and you'll be all right. Amen. Yeah, I know y'all hate to be fussed at. I hate to be fussed at. Amen. Somebody can fuss you out and it'll be all right. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, so God bless you. We're going to get into this. I'm not going to even tell you that. Amen. I want to talk today about Thanksgiving, not because we're coming out of the Thanksgiving season, but because, amen, you need some medicine. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe not all of us, maybe not each of us, but certainly some of us. And I pray that all of us, amen, will be stirred over the next few minutes. Amen. The Lord was talking to me about a week ago, and I began to write, and he told me to teach on, you know, I've taught on the different types of praise. I've taught on Thanksgiving. I've taught on praise a lot. Well, not a lot, but a lot by my standard. Y'all don't know. I struggle with teaching the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's because of my makeup. It's because of my makeup. But, you know, it is through repetition that we're saturated, that we learn, that we grow, that we develop. And I've taught on it, but the Lord was telling me, he said, teach on it. Teach on Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And there's about 7 or 8 things the Lord has spoken to me over the last couple of months that eventually I'm going to unveil. You know, there are different types of praise, right? And Thanksgiving, you know, there's Thanksgiving, there's praise, and there's worship. And we know, we learned this eons ago, right? That Thanksgiving is for what God has already done, right? Praise is, you know, is for what God is about to do. And worship is for who he is. And it's not, don't try to put it in a category of, you know, praise is loud and worship is soft. Are you hearing me? Because everybody's made up different. I know somebody that loud is the only kind of way they know to go after God. And I know somebody that's soft is the only way they know how to go. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so some people can hear God with a freight train roaring. Some people need, amen, extreme silence to hear God. Are you hearing me? So we're not putting it in a category, but I'm saying that Thanksgiving is for what he's done. Praise is for what he's about to do, right? And worship is for who he is. It recognizes, amen, just like the Lord spoke the word and said that he revealed himself to Jehovah. I mean, to Israel as Jehovah, right? And so the Lord told me to push you a little bit. Well, actually, he didn't even say a little bit. He said, push him, son. Amen. He said, push him, son. Amen. Feeling is not a deciding factor in worship. I'm just reading from my notes. The Lord's speaking to me. He said, feeling is not a deciding factor in worship. Amen. And again, don't get hung up on the word. Okay. Feeling is not a deciding factor. Sometimes we have to recognize that we've come into an atmosphere where God is the center of attention. See, on your job, he's not the center of attention, right? Come on, somebody. When you go to the grocery store, amen, God is not the center of attention in your grocery store. Is that right? But in this space, everybody's looking this way. Everybody's looking at your TV because what? God is the center of attention. You didn't come here, amen, to fill your grocery list. You didn't come to church today, amen, because you need to get paid at the end of the week. Well, maybe some of you did. Come on, somebody. Lord, I got to go to church because I want to make sure they pay me on my job. But you didn't come for that. He is the center of what? Attention. So he must be the focus of our worship. Amen, somebody. He must be the focus of our praise. He must be the focus of our thanksgiving. Amen. But we come into an environment, amen, ill-prepared if we're waiting on God or we're meeting God and we're waiting on a good feeling to get us started. Now, be honest with yourself. How many of you say, you know what I mean? It's like that song that I heard Israel sing. I think it's one that he made recently where he said, you know, and they go to church and you know what I mean? It's like if they sing in the song they like, then they start playing with their device. You know what I mean? And it's like, I hope they play my jam, you know. If they play my jam, I'm going to really give God a praise. It's got to be your jam or you're not going in. Are y'all hearing me? Brother Jock, how many, Brother Tim, amen, how many texts do y'all get? Say, can you play my jam this Sunday? When y'all going to play this song again? I don't know. They might text y'all for that. I don't know. Huh? They played two of your jams? Oh, okay. That's why you praised this Sunday, but you didn't praise last Sunday? Oh, okay. She's 60, y'all. You know, I'm not 60. She a cougar. She a cougar. That's what she is. A cougar. Nah. I'm sorry. We real close in age, y'all. I told y'all, Lord gave her a head start when he created her. He said, you need to go in first. You need to hit the earth before he do. For by the time he get there, you need to already have a head start. Because we were created for each other. I'm in trouble now, ain't I? I'm going to see if I can get it back for the birthday. I'm going to see if I can get it back. They said, yeah, you in trouble. What was I talking about anyway? Huh? He said, cover for the couch. So if you're waiting on a good feeling, if you're waiting on the right song, right? If you're waiting on the wind of the Spirit to blow and to get under your sails to get you started. If you need a text or a cell phone call in church that announces the reversal of some set of circumstances. Are you hearing me? Hear what I'm saying? To offer thanksgiving, then you're missing the point. Hallelujah. The Hebrew word todah. Y'all heard me teach on the different types of praise, right? The Hebrew word todah means praise. It means offering. But before it means offering, it means sacrifice. Literally, it means the extending of the hands. We talk about that. It means the extending of the hands. But literally, what it means is, todah is the sacrifice of praise. It means the sacrifice. So, no wonder, oftentimes, when you come to church, you don't feel it first. In fact, it is rare that I get to feel it first. I have to create it. Sometimes you have to praise God when you don't feel like it. I don't want to appear legalistic, ritualistic, dry. But sometimes you have to praise God when you don't feel like it. Are you hearing me? Because that word means the sacrifice of praise. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's an offering purely based on sacrifice. That means that nothing going on in your life should affect it. You know, Pastor Randa did a study on the Jews, the Hebrews, and she saw how they, and I'm not talking about the, you know, I know we can look in Old Testament and we can see all kinds of bad examples, right? But they praised so vibrantly. In fact, they praised God with all their strength and all their might because they've learned, their culture has taught them, right, that you praise God with all your might. And they say, what does feeling have to do with it? Are you hearing me? I mean, I don't want to, you know, get on your nerves, but, you know, some of us, as quiet as it's kept, some of y'all, as quiet as it's kept, y'all slip out and y'all listen to secular music. Stuff that goes way over into the abyss. Are you hearing me? And nobody has to get you going for you to snap your fingers and pop your feet, snap your feet and pop whatever, to your world of jam. Yeah, yeah. As soon as they hit, that's my jam, girl, that's my jam. I know. Because, see, when we have, you know, hold on. Yeah, don't let somebody, you know, put on the, what's those songs, you know, the, like the ones where they dance in a group? Not the Macarena, but the other one. The lion dance. Y'all jump up. Woo! Woo! Girl! Woo! I have to wake you up in church. You sleep in church. Y'all, can y'all play lion dance? Because we need to get in the presence of God. Can y'all play lion? No. Nothing going on in your life should affect your thanksgiving, your praise, your worship. You do it because it is owed and deserved. Watch this. Many people suffer from depression and stay in it too long because they don't understand thanksgiving. You're not going to have a life that is free of problems. You're not going to have a life that is free of challenges. You may have seasons, but you won't have a life that is free of that. Are you hearing me? And so, amen, oftentimes we find ourselves in a depressive state because we have not learned how to give thanksgiving when things aren't going right. Oh, we know how to cry to God and say, God, when you gonna fix this? When you gonna fix this? When you gonna fix this? What you gonna do about this? When you gonna do something about this? God, when? How? Give me the keys and tell me so I can unlock the door so this can stop, right? But none of that is thanksgiving. It's like I told you earlier, you must have a perspective. I guarantee you somebody is going through something worse than you and praising God. Are y'all hearing me? And so he says, son, you got to push them. Because you're not pushing them away. You're pushing them into, are you hearing me? You're pushing them into the thing that's going to break the shackles off of their mind. Something has shackled your mind that's influencing and affecting. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the Bible says that you must todah your way. You must todah. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And the reason why, y'all gonna get mad at me, but the reason why I try to get you to stay out of secular music is not because I don't want you to have fun, right? But it dulls and it's really a must for your brain. It dulls, are you hearing me? The spiritual. And it turns the spiritual house, are you hearing from we bring the sacrifice of praise to we bring a sack of Frito-Lays into the house of the Lord. We bring a sack of Frito-Lays into the house. They don't have my jam in there. The devil is really good at music. You know that's his deal, right? That's his deal. That's his deal. That's his specialty. Michael's fighting. Gabriel's getting messages. Come on, somebody. The devil, his specialty is music. He know how to make you groove and make you bump and make you jump. Are you hearing me? But it opens the same thing in you that it opened in Adam and Eve. And that's why you have the same perspective. Pastor, I don't see nothing wrong with it. That's what Adam and Eve told God. Eve said, Adam, I was talking to the devil. And he said, I don't see nothing wrong with eating from that tree. It's some benefit to that. It makes me feel good. I like the words of the music because the words of the music is real. It tells you about life.
I can sit up here for 45 minutes and tell you everything the devil did all week. I can tell you how many folks he killed. I'm not saying I know this. I'm saying if I had the statistics, right, I can tell you how many folks he killed, how many folks he stole from, all the bad he did, right? You said, that's real. That's real. But I'm not benefited from it. Watch this now. What it does is it conditions me to live in it, not to change. I needed to help me cope. It conditions you to live in it, not to come up out of it. And God needs you to come up out of it.
We are moving in the prophetic. We are moving.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.